Head over to the livestock side. Lack of trade action was seen on Friday in these cattle. What's going on?
Well, it was an interesting week. We had, you know, every week we've got the showdown. You know, usually it takes until Friday. Occasionally we trade a little earlier. You know, the packer came out last week with blood in his eye, led by the majors. You know, just seemed to be absolutely resolved to buy cattle cheaper. And what we saw happen was, yes, the cattle were cheaper on a very limited test. Locally up here, cattle traded from 155 to 157, depending on kind and quality, which we've got a little bit of an issue here with these calves that are barely fat, of course. Not a lot of participation from the big packers. They have chosen rather to, at least some of them, to cut kill instead. A couple of them kill in four-day weeks this week and next week. Now, we've got a scenario here where I think it's worth trying to analyze what's going on here. First of all, nobody's killing full and haven't for a long time. P.S. We're killing, what, 108,000, 110,000 cattle a day? We still have very, very tight numbers. There isn't enough cattle to go around for these people to kill 40-hour weeks. It is what it is, okay? This break in the product, it's not the first time this has happened this time of year, and it's already broke over $20 off of the highs. So if you're going to get bearish now that the product's going to break, I'd say that was last week's news. The product probably, boxes might break another couple dollars. Then I would think we'll stabilize. Then with the lighter amount of slaughter, we'll probably see some firmness develop in there. So my sense is that I still would want to encourage guys to be sensitive to the idea that there's still tight numbers. The one thing that we could do ourselves to make sure they stay that way is to stay current. The market's future still trading a big discount. It's not a bad swap, you know, if that's the way you're geared. So I think by the end of this week and next time we talk, I think I'm going to give you a lot more of a bullish spin. I think we break a little bit this week. I think we come out of the end of this week with a little better spring in our step and with the knowledge that these packers still are unable to get their arms around this thing because there's not enough cattle.
What about for the hogs?
My best guess here is that we've got a shot to improve led by demand and led by pork product to balance what we just went on forever. Sorry about that. On about the cattle. You see this often where very seldom we're spinning along selling a lot of pork and a lot of beef. It seems to be it's almost one or the other. So if we're going to slow down this beef thing, I think it's because of an improvement and a pickup in pork demand. Now, I've said it many times. We can sell pork here, and we can sell a lot of it here, okay? I think that the pork product is going to have a significant up move this week. I think that that's going to help sponsor an up move in the cash. I think there's a few packers that are going to increase some kill and don't have the hog spot for it yet. I continue to kind of hold on to the idea that these summer months ought to be closer to 88, but we'll see. That's still what my bias is, and I think it's going to be led by an improving pork product.